Right now, we're taking a look at gender violence here in Wisconsin. 7 months after a multiple shooting incident in the Wausau area, Hmong community leaders are trying to take steps to keep another similar incident from happening. As Glenn Moberg reports, part of that effort involves a controversial new push to change perceived cultural attitudes in the Hmong community.
On March 22nd, Neng Mai Vang, enraged at a pending divorce, killed four people in a half hour's time.
Her husband's trying to kill her, and her husband's at the bank.
Two bank employees, Karen Barkley and Diane Look, were shot helping Vang's wife escape. Diane's husband, Bob Look, is still trying to make sense of it.
My very best friend, and not a better person I've ever met. There will never be peace of mind.
10 minutes later, Vang shot and killed his wife's attorney, Sarah Court Sand.
Shots fired, officer gone.
20 minutes after that, Everest Metro Police Chief Wally Sparks lost his detective, Jason Weiland.
Since 2006, we've had 8 homicides. 6 of those were committed by Hmong men and were domestic related.
Sparks says some Hmong men are plagued by unfortunate old cultural attitudes.
There were 3 individuals arrested that all referenced the March 22nd shooting, 3 Hmong men who threatened to do the exact same thing. When you have 3 people stepping forward and all basically blaming the wife for the killing of 4 innocent people in this community, there's some mindset that needs to be changed.
Cam Tong Yang, former board president of Wausau's Hmong American Center, disputes Chief Sparks' use of statistics.
It's offensive when other ethnic groups point fingers at our cultures. There's over 7,000 Hmong residents in the Wausau area, and those 6 individuals do not reflect our community.
Yang calls them bad apples.
I am angry at those people who commit these crimes and make poor decisions, and it reflects badly on myself and a lot of good Hmong men out there. We love our wives. They are our foundation.
But there are some in the Hmong community who think old cultural attitudes can be a problem.
Anybody helps the victim, they are being blamed.
Mao Kang is a high-ranking Hmong leader in Wisconsin. She also works at the women's community, Wausau's domestic violence shelter.
And domestic violence in the Hmong community is silence. You can't say anything. You can't tell anybody. If you do and anybody try to help you, then somebody's trying to break the marriage.
Kang says while most Hmong men were ashamed, some praised Neng Mai Vang for his murderous rampage.
There's some men that still call him heroes because he has, you know, killed people that's helping victims.
In 2009, before he died, a revered Hmong leader, General Vang Pao, came to Wausau to lecture Hmong clan leaders after a series of domestic violence incidents.
The husband has to respect the wife as he respects himself. Do your best to be a role model. I'm telling you today to stop.
Following his visit, local Hmong leaders put General Pao's message in a handbook, calling for equal treatment for women. Chief Spark says there is a new effort to get the handbook translated so its message takes hold.
What we're really looking for is male leadership within the Hmong community to step up like General Vang Pao did and say, this is wrong.
Cam Tong Yang says he is willing to step forward.
When we see a couple, a husband and wife, where one is abusing the other, we need to stand up for that. We shouldn't hide any of that.
Bob Look says he doesn't blame the Hmong culture for the death of his wife, Diane. He says he is still good friends with the Hmong woman that Neng Mai Vang was stalking and Diane was trying to protect.
In no way, shape, or form do I hold the Hmong community responsible or blame them for the incident. This was one individual, a greedy, selfish individual who created this mess.
Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.
Now, Kejua Vang is the founder and co-executive director of Freedom, Inc., a Madison-based nonprofit that works toward social change within the Southeast Asian and Black communities. Kejua, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So, Kejua, as a member of the Hmong community and as someone who has been working against gender violence in the South Asian community, are there any unique cultural issues that you feel need to be addressed?
So as a longtime domestic violence, sexual assault advocate, gender justice advocate, I feel like domestic violence happens in every community. And, you know, domestic violence is about power and control. It's about violence. And I don't think that any community condones or sees it as part of their culture. And so I feel like when you talk about Hmong culture and how it contributes to domestic violence, you can actually also talk about many other cultures and their cultural practices and how that can also contribute to domestic violence. And so I don't feel like there's anything in particular about my culture that makes it more likely to have domestic violence or less likely to have domestic violence than any other cultures.
Do you feel as though there is, from an outsider perspective, someone who isn't a member of the Hmong community, do you think that there are some misconceptions that maybe it is more prevalent among Hmong women and men, or do you think that that's been kind of blown out of proportion?
I absolutely think that it's blown out of proportion. I think that because we're such a small population, wherever we go, that I think that, you know, one domestic suicide homicide becomes this big deal because it's one, and then you have, you know, maybe 100 Hmong families or a couple thousand Hmong families, whereas you may have in the state of Wisconsin many homicide suicide within different communities, but it's not in the limelight like it would be for ours.
Sure. And so it sort of feels maybe as though the spotlight is there when the spotlight could be on other communities in the state, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes, like, when people don't understand cultures, it's really easy to say that this practice contributes to this. But misogyny and patriarchy happens in all communities, and it looks very different. And I think that because our cultural practices are quite different from mainstream practices, and so if we're in these smaller towns throughout the state of Wisconsin, I think that it's really easy for people to say, oh, it's because they practice this, and that's why, you know, they devalue Hmong women, and therefore this happens. But if you look in white communities, domestic violence looks very different, but it still happens. And in fact, you know, I think that one of the things that we've been noticing as gender justice advocates is that a lot of these shootings, mass killings throughout the U.S., many of those men, many of those perpetrators actually have a long history of domestic violence. And so it isn't uniquely to Hmong communities.
We're talking to Kajua Va. She is the founder and co-executive director of Freedom Inc., which works in Black, Cambodian, and Hmong communities to combat domestic violence. And your organization, Freedom Inc., works with gender violence, domestic violence. What services and support do victims and survivors ask for just in your sort of day-to-day work?
I mean, I think that, like all domestic violence survivors, we work with, here at Freedom Inc., we work with predominantly Black, Cambodian, and Hmong families, or folks who are victims and survivors of domestic violence and gender-based violence. And what we've learned is that they basically, I mean, the majority of them want to be safe, want to live a life where they're not experiencing domestic violence or violence every day. And that is something that's not unique to just Hmong victims, but it's unique to all victims. They want the violence to stop, number one. And number two, they want their families and their children to be safe, and they want resources to help them get to safety. And as we all know, it could be housing, it could be medical care, it could be help with their children's education. But these are some basic, like, human needs that people need in order to, like, live away from the violence. And then the other piece that I think people don't talk about is I think that it is this changing of cultural norms, not so much of Hmong traditional culture, but it is about this social norm that has become normalized in all of our communities, and that is the normalizing of violence as a solution.
So, Kajua, in the piece that we heard just a couple of minutes ago, General Vang Pao was quoted in he spoke in 2009 about the importance of Hmong husbands treating their wives better. You know, he has a pretty significant role in the Hmong community. What were your reactions to what you just heard from him?
So I think that all due respect to the late General Vang Pao, I just want folks to understand that though he was a war hero to many in the Hmong community, he was not at all a Hmong feminist or somebody who that stood for women's rights. And so I think that it's important, as we are trying to figure out how to resolve the issues of Hmong men and other men following in the footsteps of the people who abuse and kill, that to use somebody whose voice, we should be uplifting Hmong men who are doing by living who are doing right by living the example that they are speaking. And so without disrespecting the late general, I just wanted to say that I think that it is important that we use alternative voices, because he was not a Hmong woman's activist, nor was he a feminist. And therefore, I think that it's problematic to use his voice as the voice to ask for respect for Hmong women. And it becomes part of the issue of why we haven't been able to create new social norms, is that if these traditions are oppressive, can his voice also become part of that ingrained historical memory of those who have not done right by Hmong women?
Kajua, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Kajua Vang is the founder and co-executive director of Freedom, Inc. That's a Madison-based nonprofit that works towards social change within Southeast Asian and Black communities. And she joined us to talk about domestic violence and misconceptions that some cultures might be more prone to intimate partner violence.